This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singarian for Jane Lindholm. Maple sugar products are pretty standard, definitely the syrup, the maple sugar, and the candy. But one producer has expanded their offerings that run from the standard to the unique. In addition to syrup, Tonewood Maple offers a maple tree adoption program, sells maple flakes, cream, granules, and seasoning. And then there's the maple cube. Wait, what? Dori Ross was born in Canada and is Tonewood's founder and owner. I met up with her at the Carmen Brook Farm Sugar House in Swanton to find out exactly what a maple cube is and how it's made.
The cube is just that. It's a cube-shaped, solid form of maple. And we have two versions. We have a golden delicate, which is like fancy in Vermont. And we have a dark robust, which is the equivalent of a grade B. And you grate that over food. So you can grate it. I grate it over my coffee every single day. I grate it over yogurt, oatmeal, salads, over roasted vegetables. I mean, it can go on absolutely any type of food. It's similar to making maple candy. I did some research and found out who were some of the big maple candy producers and some of the better ones. And I wanted to work with small farms. With my farmers in the Mad River Valley who produce my syrup, I wanted to also find a candy maker that was a small family operation. So I did my research and I found just that farm. And that's this farm in Swanton. And they make the cube with my specifications and my molds, because I went out and I had to find molds that could make these cube shapes that I wanted. And they produce it not that dissimilarly to the maple candy that they make.
My name is Levon Fortin, Cube Master. I'll go by that. Well, I can tell usually by the bubbles what my temperature is, but I just like to check here. So I have this probe and I put it right off the bottom of the pot, and my target temperature is about 246. I'm at 234 right now. Watch, pot does boil. Kind of takes patience with any maple product you produce, so something I save for the maple products because I don't have a lot in there for the rest of the time. Usually do other things while we're that syrup's heating up, but you can't lose track of the temperature. If it's off a degree, it will make a big difference in the final product.
And why is that?
If you overcook it, the syrup will bound up in the machine, and it won't come out properly. If you undercook it, then the candy won't set up, so it takes a lot of attention to detail, and not anybody can make it, so I just have to stay consistent my production to get the best product. I'm gonna get set up here. So this candy machine is, I think my mother bought it when they started making syrup in 99, so it's still running. I just get to use it now.
The cube idea, is this something that has been produced and used in Canada for years?
Yes, but in a different form. So there was sort of a brick-shaped, solid maple form. Not that popular, though. I don't know why, but it really resonated with me, and I liked the idea of creating this cube shape. And it's quite like grating Parmesan cheese on food. You just sort of grab it and you can just grate it over anything that's sitting on the counter.
I'm scraping all the syrup out of the pot into the candy pig. That's what we call this. It's kind of the reservoir to the worm of the machine. And that's what stirs the syrup to start the crystallization. So the worm is that little pigtail thing in there. And I have to be completely synchronized, and I'll have to get my candy making chair here. Lift off. These streams have to line up about the same flow. I'm going to fill up this little hopper and it's going to start crystallizing. So you'll see that shiny syrup that I just boiled go through the candy worm, and it's stirring that, creating little sugar crystals. And the syrup kind of turns an opaque. And once it gets there, that's when I'm ready to start drawing it off. You can see the first one. I've only poured 4 6-ounce cubes so far. The first one is already setting up, so it doesn't take long. You can see it's pretty calm process, but I have to move pretty swiftly.
A lot of multitasking.
I think working in a commercial kitchen, restaurants, has helped with that, for sure. How do they look to you, Dory?
These look like beauties.
Good. And they kind of go on the table. I usually wait overnight before I pop them out. The molds are made of silicone. They're really flexible and they're easy to pop out. They have to cool at room temp, and so the corners are nice and square and they don't break off when they pop out if you wait long enough.
So Levi.
Yes.
Syrup is like 66.9% sugar. So do you have an idea like what the sugar content is in this cube?
I'd say just about perfect.
That was Tonewood Maple owner Dory Ross and Maple Cube Master Levon Fortin.